As promised, we're joined right now by the head basketball coach at Providence College. He is in his seventh season as the Friars head coach. He has led Providence to four straight NCAA tournament appearances. They had a huge win Wednesday, knocking off number two Villanova, 76-71. They're at Butler tomorrow, noon Eastern. A friend of the program, Ed Cooley, is my guest. Ed, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, how are you? Thank you. Thank you for having me on again, brother.
Always good to have you on. Ed, great to talk to you once again. You beat Villanova Wednesday in a game where you had the lead. They made a couple of late runs, but you were able to hold them off. So first things first, Ed, how proud were you of the way your guys handled that pressure of the moment against a very good Villanova team?
A great Villanova team. I thought our players were resilient. We made some timely baskets, but we had some good leadership from Cartwright, Bullock, and Lindsay. I don't think we got Villanova's best shot. I don't think it was one of their better games they played. But at the same time, I thought we were physical and we were fortunate to win.
Now, you've had some great wins at Providence College. But after the game, you said that that was the greatest win you've ever had there. I've got a couple of ideas as to why that might be the case. But can you lay it out for me? Why was that one so special to you?
Well, you know, coming off of me, we've been very sick. We've had a lot of injuries like many teams in the country. We came off a very disappointing home loss to a talented DePaul team. So the morale was down. And just to turn it around in 72 hours to play that well at home, it just was very refreshing for us.
Now, top of that, Eddie, when you're given the sickness and the injury and that tough loss to DePaul, to turn around that quickly and to beat a good Villanova team like that, specifically, what does that say about the mental and emotional toughness of your team?
Well, it talked about our senior leadership. You know, Kyron, Rodney, Jalen. I thought Diallo played a major role in it. I thought we got some good contributions off the bench. You know, it's just a program win, a culture win, and anytime you compete against a Jay Wright team, you got to knuckle up. They're very efficient.
You do have to knuckle up. Ed Cooley joining us. Yeah, so I'm curious how you handled that exactly after the DePaul game, because it was disappointing. I would imagine on one level, it might be pretty tempting to really get into your guys, scream at the players every chance you get until the Villanova game, but that's not what you did. You said, quote, you can't go in there and be a maniac. You have to show great leadership and great poise and encourage your guys to step up to the next challenge. So how did you go about doing that?
You know, you look at that as a parent, you know, you tell your kid every day, do this, do that, do this, do that. And you got to pick your time and point where you got to go after them. And I didn't think that was the point. Guys were sick, just not feeling well. We didn't watch 1 ounce of film of DePaul. We just moved on, turned the page. It's time of the season. It's about moving forward.
You know, and also at this time of the season, it's about knowing who you are. It's about having that identity. But when you've had the ridiculous number of injuries that you have, how do you establish an identity? Or maybe does that become your identity, having to play through it all and develop a certain versatility?
Well, you talk about all those scenarios at the beginning of the season. And you talk about the other players being ready to step up at any point and moment. You know, and right now you normally have your rotation. You got guys that, you know, they're going to get shots, where they're going to get them, the way you want to play. You just constantly build into their head, make sure you're ready when your number's called. And I thought our players responded to the bell.
Providence College head coach Ed Cooley, my guest. You know, the way the Big East goes this year, what's your reward? Your reward for beating the number two team in the country is to go on the road and deal with Butler in their place. So how do you get your team ready emotionally and physically for that game?
Well, you know, you can't have a letdown with respect to, you know, your execution game plan. We're here in Indy right now. We just came out of our practice, get them familiar with the gym. We flew in a day and a half early. You know, you got to get their mental mindset. You know, we're trying to become an NCAA team. This is a tough road test for us. And Butler has lost a couple of really close games. So we got our handful.
Ed Cooley, my guest, you know, that win, though, put you right back in that conversation for the NCAA tournament. And you said you actually kind of like being under the radar this time. Quote, we don't want to be talked about. We're the little red engine just trying to come up the street. So what's the attitude and the mindset of that little red engine right about now?
You know, when you look at the red engine or you look at the red truck, you know, the engine, that your heartbeat has to be tough, resilient, play with passion and emotion. That's what we're telling our players. You know, we don't care about any national attention. At the end of the day, we want to be considered one of the 68 teams worthy of being in the tournament.
You know, if we go back almost 7 years to your introductory press conference, you said at that time, not only do I believe we're going to win here, we are going to win, and we are going to win big. Now you're looking at a fifth straight NCAA tournament appearance. The program was not winning big at that time. So what did you see then that let you know that that would happen, and it would happen in a big way?
Well, I think a couple of things happened. One, just the energy and resources that are being provided at Providence College to give you the opportunity to be good. Then the realignment of the Big East. We lost some powerful brand names. You know, Louisville left, Notre Dame left, Pittsburgh left, Syracuse left, Connecticut left. And then it became a basketball-centric league. So that's also given us an opportunity. You know, and not only you got to believe in yourself. You can't go to the press conference and say, well, I hope to come in last.
Right.
You know, you got to sell a dream, and then you got to work at it.
If you go to the press conference and say you're going to come in last, that's not winning the press conference. That's not winning the day. But one of the other things you said at the press conference was, we absolutely will set this place on fire, and if you're late, don't come in. So when you see the way the crowd reacted to the win over Villanova, is that what you were picturing during that presser?
Absolutely. Honestly, Jim, when I walk into the Dunkin' Donuts Center every home game, and it's sold out, and the fans are passionate, and they're cheering, you really have to take a step back and you just think about where you were 5 years, 10 years, 15, 25 years ago, and just say, thank you, Jesus, I appreciate you, and you pinch yourself.
Say, before I let you go, do that for me, will you? Take a step back, because you and I have talked in the past about some of the amazing obstacles that you've overcome, some of the challenges that you've taken on away from the court. So how different are you now as a coach and a person than even you were when you first arrived at Providence?
First and foremost, a lot more patient, and even more appreciative as you see what the school has done to provide you the opportunity to run their program. You just take a step back, you reflect, and you say, thank you. I'm a much better coach I was than I was 5 years ago.
Providence beat number 2 Villanova on Wednesday. Next up, they've got Butler tomorrow. Once again, that game is noon Eastern, and they've made it to the tournament 4 times in a row, looking to make it 5. Ed Cooley, the head coach at Providence College. Ed, so good to get caught up. That was a great win for you. I know you've got another challenge coming up tomorrow. But great to talk to you once again, Ed. Thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You too, Ed. Thank you. Ed Cooley,